Blog Talk Radio.
Entertainment Report. For some reason, I just decided to broadcast a little later. I know still in the a.m. hour, but it's 11 a.m. right now here in Jackson, Mississippi, in the USA. Thank you so much for. Excuse me, I couldn't. I tried my best to hold it back, but I couldn't. And that was a big sneeze. I'm not sick, it just sneeze came out of nowhere. So excuse me, I did my best to hold it in, but it came out anyway. So my apologies for that big sneeze of an outburst. But thank you so much for tuning in to Matters of the Heart Wednesday. This is Culture Strike Entertainment Report. Let's talk about naughty and nice Halloween ideals for singles and couples, and also just top news. Call in if you desire to share any ideas that you would like. I see many of you have been in the Halloween kind of mood for weeks now, and so what naughty and nice Halloween ideas do you have? Really? But again, thank you for tuning in. This is Matters of the Heart, and I'm looking at all kind of news. Looking at a story from Hollywood, The Hollywood Life, where recently Selena Gomez, one of my favorite young superstars that I love networking with, they're saying that she cried during a concert. I haven't viewed the video yet after singing a song about Justin. I love them both, individually and collectively. Amazing young talent. And like I said before, I love networking with them. But that was just interesting. This is Matters of the Heart. You know, we are human. We are people. And so I have not watched the video. Some of you probably were at this concert also. But I just wanted to mention that email. But that was Prince, Third Eye Girl, Menstrual Cycle. And Prince is at it again. Last Saturday, he partied at Paisley Park, and this Saturday, he is planning, Paisley Park is planning a pajama dance party, kicking off at 2 a.m. at Paisley Park and not ending until daylight. You're talking about breakfast can wait. I mean, that is definitely good right there. So, you know, the attire is, of course, it's a pajama party. So wear your best pajama and loungewear, most definitely. You know, I'm wishing I was there, being a person that designs loungewear and PJ wear. I need to hurry up and get some of my designs produced. but Prince is definitely inspiring me even more. Now I'm going to probably get the sketch in the day. But that is amazing. I wish I was in Minneapolis this week. You guys that are attending the pajama dance party have lots of fun. Breakfast Can Wait is in heavy rotation here on WKXI, WKXI.com, the channel that Tom Jordan Morning Show broadcast is on. And I've been loving it. I've heard Breakfast Can Wait. You know, sometimes when Prince drop hot songs, they don't get the airplay they should get. And so I'm glad to hear that Breakfast Can Wait is getting in heavy rotation here. I mean, what about in your city? Is it on heavy rotation in your city? You know, the other day, last time I broadcast, I mentioned if you had seen the video, because the video is so cute and so quirky to me. Even though we do not see Prince, his presence is all over the place, right? I know. But again, thank you. This is Matters of the Heart, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. L. DeBarge Jr.,
Sugar, you sweet with a Colgate smile. Treading on Twitter, pound fine, she wild. Us together, we the talk of the town. Pick you right, let's take you out. Chill with the crib, don't take you down. Start with a movie and chill on the couch. I'm flirting, I'ma step to the mail. Let you know what I'm all about. How is it, baby, that you so damn fly? Take this bitch, let's take our time. You wanna be free, I'm first in line. Now move to the room with them candle lights. Rub your back, then move to the thighs. Rolling in the sheets, you can get me high. Give it so good, you scratching right. I'ma need good here just to make this right. Yeah. Up to the sunrise, hot sex on a cold morning. I end it like my name Prize. Got me in the work zone, you double fine. Fucking with the lights on, ass double wide. In between the sheets,
Undercover ride, looking like a model. Sex like a porn star. I'm gonna go hard, baby, I'm a born star. Domestic swag in a foreign car. Doors open like I came with a crowbar. Never slow down, I slow motion. Sipping on lean like a slow potion. Coasting west by the ocean. Best by devotion. Tested by most men. Adored by the women. And I can't lie, I just wanna run up in them.
Websites are unavailable. Now, see, we need important news and people need important news, there are people like me with friends and loved ones and family in Texas and in Dallas, and we want to know what's going on. There are people, you guys that are living right there, you want to know what's going on, and because of the government shutdown, the website is unavailable. But that's what they're saying. Those are the reports that the earthquake happened. And due to the shutdown, people are unable to get the information they need from the website. So have to stay tuned to the news. And I guess weather.com and the Weather Channel probably are reporting on it also. But that happened this morning. And so I'm just getting that information, like, right now. It was thought I had seen it early this morning. But, again, thank you for tuning in. Again, this is Matters of the Heart, because the Shots and Tim Reports, and we're talking about 99 Halloween ideas for singles and couples and anything you want to talk about also when it comes to love, dating, romance, marriage, divorce, engagement, you know, losing your virginity, whatever. And it's always a fun show to talk about. Also, next month I'll be hosting another solo party by Belinda Bostic, and then also there were no sales to go around. So many of you missed out on goodies, but I'm definitely taking advantage of my hostess discount. So I'll tell you about my product. Here's LB Sure. I love it, Pappy. email I received this morning from iVillage. And it's entitled 10 Days to Spark Your Love Life. Because dinner and movie is a total snooze. What's in parentheses? And it's by Ronnie Cornley. And it goes to say that we should take a chocolate-making class. That's a good idea for a date. And I'm pausing for a second because I'm posting it on my Facebook page. And they say that these activities would get you and your partner's blood pumping and your libido going. But most of y'all are libido is just fine, right? Right. Taking a chocolate-making class, chocolate, an extremely sensual food with the ability to boost your feel-good serotonin levels, is the perfect thing to make when you want to get hands-on with your date. Because chocolate is an aphrodisiac, moods are lifted as lovers sample the sweet, made even more fun if they smear samples over 6 parts of the body, like the wrists or inner elbows. Says Yvonne K. Fulbright, PhD, author of Sultry Sex, Taught to Seduce Any Lover. Be quiet, girl! Trapeze school, a physically challenging activity like flying on a trapeze can get your heart racing. It's not only brings out the daredevil in you, which can be very sexy, but it forces trust, which can be a huge plus in the bedroom, says Fulbright. Make wine or beer, alcohol in moderation, has the ability to lower your inhibitions. Stomping grapes or brewing a batch of moonshine will make you, be quiet girls, excuse my pup. Stomping grapes or brewing a batch of moonshine will make you and your date feel like you created something together. Think of it as a foreplay that takes place outside the bedroom. And go to an old school arcade. Oh man, old school arcades are so awesome. I love it sometimes, when I play Galaga or Miss Pac-Man or Pac-Man, because I was once a Miss Pac-Man queen. And so it's so much fun to do that on a date, right? Go to an old school arcade. Challenge your date to a game of Miss Pac-Man or pinball, and he may set out to prove to you that he's a contender. This plus increasing activity will get you and your partner to quicken your reflexes. A major bonus when you're between the sheets. This can have lovers feeling competitive while still having a lot of fun, says Fulbright. They can add another element to the game, like winner gets to ask for whatever it is they want in bed. Go horseback riding. This is one day activity that can be pleasurable for the woman in more ways than one. Guys love seeing a gal ride a horse. I just plan to see for riding him later. I can dig it, says Fulbright. Women have been known to enjoy the clitoral stimulation of being in a saddle, so she may feel like getting more of a release. Experiment with perfume making, different fragrances. You know, a good store, and then if you're not perfume making, like you can go to a Vita store, and this is me talking, and get them to like match your scent and come up with your own personalized fragrance. You know, I think that's so cool. But this is what they're saying. Experiment with perfume making. Different fragrances have been known to affect men and women's libido. And you can have fun seeing which ones do it for you and your date. Lovers can have fun dabbing each other's bodies, seeing which scents they like best, says Fulbright. Ultimately, however, they may find that they like the other's natural scent better, which can also be quite as aphrodisiac. And men and women love, speaking of fragrances, shout out to those customers of mine that shop with Avon, and men and women who love the fragrances. The fragrances are awesome, are they not? So thank you for those of you that visit your avon.com/BethWilliams, BethWMS. Okay, take a sex seminar. Mindori, she is an awesome person to network with online, and I've never been to one of her classes in person, but I'm looking forward to it. But those of you that can, if she's in San Francisco, New York, or Dallas, or wherever around the world, do your best to attend one of her seminars. But then the seminar is always in all of our cities, right? So take a sex seminar. Taking a class on how to pleasure him or her orally, for example, is a great way to introduce the idea of sex in a fun way while letting the instructor take the lead. Not only are couples inspired by what they're learning, but they want to prove to each other and others that they're good at the activities too, says Fulbright. This sort of activity introduces a rush of chunchpah in giving things a go. Then join Trivia Night. A trivia game can be intellectually stimulating for new or would-be lovers, and showing off your knowledge is sexy, even if that knowledge has to do with 1980s one-hit wonders. When you play together, this enhances the sense of we're a team, says Fulbright. Learn the art of pasta making. Italians are known for their hearty appetites in and out of the bedroom, and that just might rub off on you. Making pasta is a skill, just like sex, says Amy Levin. Levine, sex coach and founder of Ignite Your Pleasure. Once you learn the basics, you can get creative and be known for your signature style. Cooking together gives you the opportunity to have fun in the kitchen and work up an appetite for dinner in each other. I think that is awesome right there, most definitely. Take an improv class. If life is feeling way too serious, this type of date can help you see the lighter side of things. And that jovial attitude can make you feel a lot friskier and friendlier once you're done. Improv is a classic way to get in touch with your inner silliness and creativity, says Levine. It will allow you to take your guard down and be your most authentic self. When you strip down to the core, you'll be more in touch with your desire. Go on a walk-in tour. Nighttime tours are especially erotic. They just explore unknown territory in the dark together. Go for a PDA on the tour with plenty of holding hands and kissing. That will surely get you in the mood for making love, says Levine. Try target escapism. Target practice can give you a sudden adrenaline rush that will translate into the bedroom. Getting in touch with your inner badass enables you to harness your most fiery sexual energy to unleash on each other, says Levine. Shake it at a dance class. Dancing is a rhythmic sexual activity. When done for partner, it compels you to make eye contact and move together in harmony. Making moves and moving across the dance floor can activate any stagnant mojo, increasing your arousal as you bump, grind, or even waltz and leave in. Take massage lessons. Oh, most definitely. This is a skill any lover would value, so learning how to do it together will certainly double your pleasure. Learning how to touch each other in new ways not only preps you for awesome pre-play, but can translate into finding new erogenous areas when you're getting it on, says Levine. So that is amazing advice. I'm glad I opened up that email from iVillage, because that is definitely pretty awesome advice also. So that's pretty cool. So thank you again for tuning in to today's show, and we will continue. And here's Casey Meech. Know What Love Is. Check out his new music.
Love you.
Casey Meek, also Dylan from Sweet Rod Fashion. Yes, he's so awesome. Third Eye Girl Pajama Dance Party. This Saturday at Paisley Park. Straight from DrFunkinberry.com blog. The Breakfast Experience Pajama Dance Party. Paisley Park, Saturday, October the 19th. Third Eye Girl. Doors open at 2 a.m. Party till the sun comes up. $50 donation. Dress to impress. Keep it classy. It's a pajama party. So, oh my God. Something is going down. So, this is a slumber party. That's a good slumber party. But, Belinda, I hope you're listening. Something is going down at Paisley Park this Saturday night. As the Third Eye Girl Twitter account announced early Wednesday morning. Hungry? Yeah, I've seen that. The Breakfast Experience Pajama Dance Party is Saturday at Paisley Park, Saturday, October the 19th. Doors open at 2 a.m. Donation $50. Party till the sun comes up. Dress to impress and keep it classy. This sounds like it's going to be fun, Dr. FB says. I agree. Sounds like a blast. I wish I was dressed and click my heels and be there. The diagnosis, contrary to rumor, the Breakfast Experience will be really soon, and the mixes are hot. So if you're not following Prince Third Eye Girl, most definitely follow Third Eye Girl, 3RDEYEGIRL. And also, MPG has a Twitter account too. And their MPG, capitalized letters, and then official in a lowercase. Okay, so check it out. And those of you that are traveling there are in Chen Hansen area. I have a lot of fun. Man, that's going to be a fun show. Look like Prince is doing an every weekend thing now. I hope it shows on live stream also. But again, thank you for tuning in. This has been fun this morning. I'm in the chat room. You can join me in the chat room. You can call in also 714-409-0614. Here are Casey Nietzsche's friends, Flows Like Wine, Savages.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone. The good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful. We need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. All will be lost. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes.
Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate. Only the unloved hate, the unloved and the unnatural. You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us fight for a new world. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason. Let us all unite.
Tell me who I am, I'm supposed to die. That there's no such thing as why. I heard a man can change the stars, is that a lie? Is there no reason I should try? With the skies as my referral, ignite the fire inside my heart. It's okay to be outside, I hold your hand when it gets dark. Make it through the night, I swear I'll be ours. If they're asking who we are, if they're asking us we are, tell them baby I'll run with the
Love it. Flow Like Wine. Here's Jimmy Baby, the man himself. What's up, LA? What's up, Dread Day?
Vital soul. Your body's soft and tender to the touch. Miss Emmy Queen, may love you so much. Your mind, you're fine, and girl, let me recline. We do the sweet grind, we do the body wine, we do the sweet grind.
Wow, I'm going to think about Friday's show. We're going to talk about of Jackson State University's homecoming itinerary. I haven't been to a game in ages. I probably go to an event or two regarding homecoming weekend. I was invited to a few events, and there's a day party that seems interesting that would be going on in an area that I probably would be in, and it's at the M Bar, I believe. And I know Jackson Dreams is having something. I know Freelance is always having something. But there's always events. Charlie Wilson will be in town on Friday as part of the homecoming concert. I think that's going to be downtown at the Jackson Convention Complex. So visit their website. And a lot of activities. Usually the homecoming parade is usually that morning in downtown Jackson. And so it should be a good game. Homecoming is always good games, right? So we'll be talking about the different itineraries. I get together and talk about different events for those of you that just want to know that's not here, and those of you that probably decide to come are those of you that just, you know, want to recap. And if you have an event, email me at culturesharkentertainment@yahoo.com so I can include it on the Jackson State official itinerary list and also the other places that are throwing events and parties and all that good stuff. You know, email me at culturesharkentertainment@yahoo.com or, you know, if you're networking with me on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and all that, you know to send it to me via those channels also. But the email address is culturesharkentertainment@yahoo.com, okay? So I can add it to the information that I provide on Friday. So we'll be talking about Jackson State homecoming weekend event itinerary. And also feel free to call in if you're throwing an event or plan on going to an event that I should include or you want to self-promote yourself. Okay? Please do. And also we'll talk about other hot topics and entertainment and lifestyle, music, sports, news, okay? We even talk about the game itself. But again, thank you for tuning in. It's not over yet. The live stream is going to stop, but go ahead and go over a little bit more regarding Naughty and Nice Halloween ideas.
Reminiscing, yeah. As you go. hard.
Oh,
oh, could I have you there?
Barefoot and pregnant, four kids in our backyard, but you went away. Wait just 1 minute. Is that the doorbell? Oh, here it is. Please tell me you've come back home. This song I won't have to be singing, singing.
Should I, could I, would have done better. I know you were gonna leave. I never let you. Now I'm writing you this letter. Should have, could have, would have, if I knew back then what I know right now.
Would have done better.
I'm reading a funny, I see this, Naughty But Nice Robbie. He's hilarious. A blog, Naughty Writer. And he says that Guess What Celebrity is this year's hot Halloween costume? Gaga? Nope. Madonna? Nope. How about Beyonce? Nope. Versions of Miley Cyrus' red nail foam finger used during her risque MTV Video Music Awards performance appear to be flying off store shelves in the run-up to Halloween. Oh, my God. Talking about invention, I would love to be the inventor of that foam finger. Sellers have sprung up on Amazon.com to offer variations of the stage accessory, and supplies are already running low. Indeed, vendor Trendy and Hip only has one left in stock at $14.99, and those who miss out, CoolestHomemadeCostumes.com shows how to make a DIY, do-it-yourself alternative. So many of you will be needing to get your DIY hats on so you can make your own foam fingers. To please customers who manage to get their hands on the foam fingers, say that it's guaranteed to make you twerk and must have if you're looking for laughs. Old Glory also has a similar product in stock via Amazon.com, priced at $9.95. And also, I've shared out there like some of the top 10 naughty costumes this season. And it's kind of amazing some of the costumes they have. They even have one called Northwest. Kind of weird. But I have tweeted it out there. I thought I had it on my Facebook page because I'm like, I'm just looking at my Facebook page. But I have it tweeted out there, and as soon as I can, I'm going to refer to it and share it. But you probably have already seen, like, the top 10. And I think naughty ones, but some of them aren't that naughty. They're nice. So it's all about being naughty and nice, right? So check out Naughty But Nice Facebook page. But that foam finger, Miley Cyrus, her record sales went up, and sales for that foam finger have gone out to the point where they're sold out. You know, they're popular, especially during football seasons, but it's out there, period, now. So that's pretty awesome. So let's see. I want to share a top 10 with you that I have tweeted out. Live streaming has stopped, but still on air. Shout out to my friends worldwide, my friends in India, and my friends in England, and my friends in Australia, and my friends in the tropics, in Hawaii, in New York, in Minneapolis, in Miami, here in Mississippi, and all over the place. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you for tuning in, and your support is just so awesome. It means a lot to me. Okay. I'm looking at Rod Russ. He's asking me when am I on. Nick, I'm on now, Rod. I told him my itinerary. He and I love that he called in to my last show, so thank you to my cousin, Aunt Linda, and to Rod also for calling in. I always have fun talking with my friends and listeners, and we both are supporters of Ebony Interest Show also. So, I'm letting him know I'm alone. Now, I am concluding now, but next show will be on Friday. So I'm concluding now. Wow, I didn't see that until now. There are even slutty Halloween costumes that people can find. I have friends who like to be slutty, guys and ladies. And you can go to crack.com to see what's all about the slutty ones. Also, let me see. I want to know how they're so slutty. And again, big shout out to everyone I met at the fair last week when I was volunteering at the Mississippi GOP booth. And plus, as I walked and enjoyed myself on Wednesday night, the Times concert, and other different on the various days that I walked the fair and enjoyed myself and got something to eat. I ate a meat pie for the first time. I ate a nice pasta dish, seafood pasta dish with crab meat and shrimp. Big shout out to Andrew and Angela, a couple that run that booth. A big shout out to them. The food was amazing. Andrew is a native of Wales. I told him I have a lot of online friends and listeners from Wales. And so big shout out. So he gave me like a history lesson of Wales and London and England and all that, so I really appreciate that. I like to be up on my history. But right here at Craig.com, they're showing like crazy slutty Halloween costumes. Like, Halloween is one of my favorite holidays, the author says, but it's not just the scary movies, it's the costumes. I mean, no one dresses like this for Thanksgiving, and so they're showing like crazy Halloween outfits. And they're saying, like, just for facts, number one, Halloween is a great holiday. You get candy, you get freaky, and you throw on masks. Number two, it's in the same category as Mardi Gras and New Year's for crazy anonymous makeout sections. Yay, those are our fans of makeout sections. Three, sexy may be a better word than slutty if you're trying to get your girlfriend to wear some of these costumes, you guys. And some of those ladies try to get you guys in sexy attire also. If you're a man who just loves Halloween or a lady looking for some great costume ideas, here are some of the best that, I do love. And I'm trying to get the author's name because I like to give people credit when I'm checking out their blogs and all that good stuff. But I like to be given credit for my pictures or writings or whatever. Also, you know, Catwoman is a good one. Of course, not as good as Michelle Pfeiffer's, but let's face it, she had Tim Burton and Warner Brothers' budget. The Nurse Doctor. The author says, I am without words that this is like the hottest girl ever, and I don't even have a joke. Then number three, police officer. Nye's authoritative stance reminds me of a Red Hot Chili Peppers song. And then there's they have a note, Camato is totally legal. And then four, Alice. And then they say, Nye's rabbit. Five, witch. I have always loved being a vampire. I've loved being different characters, but for some reason I love being a vampire. And my lawyer, my crazy friend attorney, Jay Lucas, he has a crazy profile picture on his Facebook page now where he is a Dracula. And I'm talking about a real scary Dracula. Okay, it goes on. Not bad. You can make the skirt a little shorter, though. about a witch. They're showing different types of witches that women can be, from scary witches to sexy witches. And then there's number six, the devil woman. And they're thinking, like, I don't know, it's just not revealing enough. I don't know about being a devil. Then there's number seven, angel of death. Then there's the French maid. You know, people love being French maids. And, I, you know, you guys, you know, I can come up with a French maid costume for guys. This never gets old, it goes on to say. I'm not even going to bother French jokes. The author says, looks like makeup USA Americans are just jealous. Oh, well, we'll still get our freedom fries. And then they're showing a lady in a sexy Supergirl costume. And then they're like, God, it's like all my nerdy fantasies are coming true and all that. And then there's the schoolgirl. And then there's the Halloween. It's great. It's okay to be on naughty. Sexy pirate outfit. That looks like something I wouldn't mind doing, like a pirate outfit. It's very goth. Then there's the baller. I think women's basketball costumes actually used to be like this, and they're showing like basketball outfits. Then they're showing two ladies, elves or Zelda, I think. And then they're showing Santa's little helper. And that's good because we're transitioning straight into Christmas, right? The Wasp and the Scarlet Witch. Then there's the Sexy Gypsy. Then there's the Bunny. Then there's the, instead of Robin, Robina, you know, like a female version of Robin. And then there's the Sexy Secret Service. I could do that one, too. That's a really cool one, too. And then there's, oh, my God, there's one with Sexy Jason, where the woman has on the heels, the booty, have on a little sexy skirt, like ripped up, like Jason's pants, ripped up top, but has the mask and the machete in her hand also. And then there's the, what is it? Slutty Hogwarts, they're calling it. Slutty Cave Bear. Slutty Pac-Man. Oh, my God. That's a cute little outfit, the Pac-Man outfit. It's like a little bikini outfit. Then there's the Lord have mercy, the Bin Laden outfit with the nose and the beard combo. Crazy. Sexy Vader. That's pretty. That's very fetish looking. Very fetish. Sexy Sarah. Looking like a Sarah Palin. And in bikini and with the Miss Alaska on. Oh, my God. Then there's like a naughty nun outfit also. But then the list that I shared, also the top 10 that I really want to share with you, but that's at crack.com. You know how crack.com is. Crack up. But then there's another list that I do have out there on my Twitter and Tumblr page that you can check out. Let's see. It's almost time to conclude the program. And remember to visit Summer Parties by Belinda Bostic at summerpartiesbybelindabostic.com. Okay? And call her up like she said, because she always has good specials and deals going on with her goodies and all. Let's see. A very interesting article. There's an article that I want to talk about, and it's from the National Ledger, and it's an article about picking a Halloween costume. There are the naughty costumes, but picking them. Halloween costume ideas, work a party, sexy, scary, picking the right outfit. Because naughty and nice, it should be the right outfit. It should be the appropriate outfit. It goes to say that I'm going to go ahead and put it out there, too, while I am talking on it. Okay. Another page popped up on my page. This is from nationalledger.com. Halloween doesn't have to be a fright night. When it comes to having a little fashion fun, just get a little creative. Nina Garcia, fashion director Marie Claire magazine, and judge on the hit TV series Project Runway, and author of her latest book, Lookbook, What to Wear for Every Occasion. There's a lot to say about getting into some costume drama come Halloween. For the style mavens among us, Halloween is the ultimate game of dress-up, she says. A night stripped of regulation where we can finally go complete gaga, as in lady, if we want to. Here are some Garcia's tips for celebrating Halloween at the office and after hours. Garcia's not a big fan of dressing up for work, but if you do plan to make a full day of costumes, he suggests to tone it down a bit for the work day and saving the real thing for after hours. You don't necessarily have to come up with two completely different looks for work and an evening bash. Smart editing is key. She notes, leave the naughty nurse and the sexy cat outfits at home. Even though you're in costume, nothing should distract from your ability to command respect from your coworkers, subordinates, and bosses. Are you really going to walk your supervisor through that PowerPoint presentation dressed as a zombie? Let's hope not. Don't dress up as anyone in the office. Halloween or not, most people do not find Marguerite charming, admits Garcia. Neither do most people find costumes that could be perceived as making light of real tragedy in good taste. Some no notorious serial killers, ditto for politicians or religious figures, you're bound to offend someone. Instead, if you're celebrating Halloween at the office, wear something witty and G-rated, advises Garcia. It's a great time to show your own sense of creativity and ingenuity. Wear a costume that will impress your bosses. Choose a costume that is not completely contrary to your normal attire and is nothing too wacky. And so your naughty bit should be at those private, you know, at your non-work-related parties. Instead, if you are celebrating Halloween at the office, wear something witty and G-rated, advises Garcia. Time to show your own sense of creativity and genuinity. Wear a costume that will impress your bosses. Choose a costume that is not completely contrary to your normal attire and is nothing too wacky. Before you leave the house, ask yourself a few questions. Is this too sexy? See, we're talking nice and naughty and sexy attire, but there's the appropriate place to be naughty and sexy. Number nine? Yeah. Will I be embarrassed to see pictures of myself? Would I wear this around children? If you answered yes to any one of the above questions, except for the last one, you should leave your costume at home for the after-hours party. As if for some reason you're the only one not to get the memo, have a backup of an office outfit in case no one is dressed up in costume when you get to work. Save the fun stuff for adult parties, and then knock yourself out. That's when we get really naughty and really sexy. Witches, that's what I'm saying. Witches, vampires, and pirates are always easy to imitate. I take a cue from pop culture and music, celebrities and reality TV stars are also fun inspiration. Miley Cyrus are the beautiful seductive dynasty in one. Look below in the photo. There's photo galleries on this website, and I shared it on Facebook, and I'm going to tweet it out also. But it states that, you know, just check out what's going on. And then it says, in the photo, what does the Fox do? Get inspired for Halloween costumes. Plan off the latest hit music and videos like the Fox by Norwegian duo, if not your own Woodland School, Mr. Fox Scarf Design by Stephanie Dozen, featuring her new book, Woodland Knit. And so Sharon Mosley is a former fashion editor of the Arkansas Gazette in Little Rock, executive director of Fashion Editors and Reporters Association. So Sharon Mosley, that's pretty cool. So I'm going to pin this on Pinterest also so you guys can check that out. Thank you.
from the show.
I had to step away from the show for a moment. Big shout out to Jackson Animal Control. We had a visit from Jackson Animal Control. There was a lot of barking going on last night. And to be honest, it was my neighbor's dogs and some other neighbors, like, far away from my household that was barking a lot overnight. And my girls barked a little bit. But there had been a complaint in the neighborhood regarding it, the dogs barking. But in reality, there had been something going on where there's a dog that likes to visit with my niece. And my niece overheard one of my neighbors a few days ago ask another neighbor where did this little dog that liked to spend time with my niece live. And she heard her state that she would call, we know what she would do, call animal control. And so she probably was the person that called. And the one thing about it, she's been married to one of my cousins also. But last night, the neighborhood dogs did bark a lot, and so they've been visiting, all the dog owners in this same little area are warning us about our dogs barking overnight, because my mother and I was wondering if anybody was trying to break in someone's home, because the dogs, they usually bark. So please excuse me for that that little step away, because I had to shout out with animal control, so... So, a big shout out to Animal Control. Thank you so much. I love dealing. I'm an animal activist and volunteer with Carol, and also back in effectively networking with Miss Jackson of ARF and everything. And so, so real soon we're going to talk about. my mother and my sister and my niece, they had me laughing. Because since my niece overheard the comment about the puppy that liked to visit her, I was like, well, here's the time to tell animal control, because she and the primary owner might be looking for the pet. And then they have come, the dog has a collar on, but animal control stressed that it's important for the pooch to have a leash on. So I was like, I always thought it was okay if they had a collar on and was walking through the neighborhood, but must have a leash on. So, and so please excuse me, you all, but that was an experience, but. Big shout out again to City of Jackson, Division of Animal Control, and because I like networking with Animal Control too, and anything we can do to help the City of Jackson manage properly, and they're doing their job and so on. But that is good. But there was barking a lot last night, but I know my girls they didn't bark much, but other dogs kept barking, but it had me concerned because. We do have prowlers. My neighborhood is a nice neighborhood, but we do have prowlers, and we do have home invasions, and the local businesses like Family Dollar do get robbed. So it had me of concern because I don't know. I don't even want to. It's not even a peeping Tom peeping in on our household, you know, really. But again, big shout out to the city because it's important. You know what? But the City of Jackson Division of Animal Control to work together with the No Kill Animal Shelters. And even with the mall, Mississippi Animal Rescue League, it's important for all of us to effectively network and work together and be there for one another for the improvement of our communities and for the welfare of these cute little furry animals. So again, thank you for that. I guess I was away from from here for like 5 minutes. But I'm going to share with you what we were talking about in regards to Halloween. And so on. So we got to keep our puppies quiet. But if bad guys are out there, the puppies are protecting us too. But they don't need to be keeping people awake also. But my puppies, I had told him that I had lost a mama dog back in August. And so we walked in the back and he kicked out my girls and they came out their houses because it's raining. And, he just said that he's just going by the different houses where he thought the barks were coming from and giving us the information, the outlines and guidelines that we're supposed to follow. But again, thank you so much for tuning in, and let's talk about some more costumes. I started talking to him and forgot I was even on. I didn't forget I was on air, but in a way I forgot I was on air. Because I'm like, okay, what's going on? What do we do? What do I do? And then I'm so active in the animal community also. So I'm like, what's going on? Okay. I'm looking at other stories because there are a lot of ideas. Now, some ideas are a little too naughty that I'm looking at. Halloween costume ideas for women this year, 2013, and ideas far better than the sexy nurse. Do you all, whoever Pinterest, please follow me on Pinterest also. Halloween costume for women. Teen maid to tease. I don't know. I think that's cutting it kind of close, trying to be a teen maid. You get your behind in trouble. let's see. Sexy Miss Santa, Red Hot Mama, Ooh La Lola, Pilgrim's Pleasure. No, these are not the names of roles for a cheaply produced porno. They're actually Halloween costumes ladies are supposed to buy. Welcome to October, everyone, the month where outfits better suited to bedroom role-playing appear in every pop-up costume store in the country. It can be difficult to sift through all the sexy nurse, maid, pirate, crayon, M&M, or any other inanimate object get-up to find a Halloween costume that you can actually get excited to wear come October 31st. Last year, we compiled a list of creative costume ideas. This year, we're doing the same because women deserve better than sexy Bert and Ernie. Here are some Halloween costume ideas that won't make you want to give up on a holiday altogether. So there are some cute pictures of awesome ideas. So they're sharing different pictures and the top ones. But it's getting time to conclude the show. It will conclude on its own. And just to run through some of the things that animal control, and I'll talk about this also on like another show where we'll talk about guidelines that pet owners in Jackson, Mississippi are supposed to follow. And, you know, I guess throughout the country is similar. Animal Control Division, City of Jackson Police Department is skilled professionals are knowledgeable about animal behavior, animal disease, law enforcement, and public relations. They must deal with every type of animal, domestic or wild. Employees are on duty 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 5 and from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday in an emergency, such as livestock on a roadway or an injured animal. Personnel are on call 24 hours a day. Did you know it is against the law to allow your animal to run at large? 2, it is against the law not to have your dog or cat vaccinated against rabies. 3, if your pet bites someone, it must be quarantined 10 days for observation. 4, it is against the law to abuse or mistreat any animal. 5, it is a felony under state law to permit or engage in any dog fight. 6, it is illegal to keep swine within the city limits of Jackson. Wow, swine, that's pigs, right? 7, persons keeping livestock within the city of Jackson must first obtain a permit for the zoning. 8, it is illegal to allow your yard to become a malodorous due to animal waste. So I'm always out there cleaning up poop behind my girls. That's important. I know y'all know that, you know, you keep your animals clean. It is illegal to allow your animal to become a public nuisance by barking, whining, or howling excessively. 10, you are responsible for providing veterinary care for your animal. 11, it is against the law to house 3 animals of any kind. Interceptions must be granted by the city council and zoning. Animal control operates an adoption facility at the animal shelter at 140 out of Circle Street. Hours for adoption are 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. So, you know, and for more information, our goal are to register a complaint, contact the City of Jackson's Animal Control at 601-960-1774. Animal Control exists to enforce Chapter 18 of Municipal Code of Ordinances. So that is information, and those of you in your respective cities, it's important to get your guidelines, especially those of you that are pet owners and not pet owners and love pets and like supporting the welfare of animals are important to you, and also, you know, those that are citizens of your city also. You know, it's good to know what's going on. I love volunteering for a no-kill animal shelter, Carol, and also I'm back networking effectively with Ms. Jackson of our Animal Rescue Fund, where I donated 3 of Cinnamon's babies from 3 years ago to, and she said, you know, so, and she said she has, I have some, I need homes for some little felines, and so she says she's going to make room because all of the shelters are full to capacity here in the Jackson area, so she's going to make room for those. But thank you so much for your support and for your love, and we're going to talk more also because Halloween is still a couple weeks away, so we're going to be talking more about Halloween. There are events going on all around the world over here in Jackson. Big shout out to Heather and her hubby, who always promote awesome events. He's been a guest on the show before. She and I was networking and talking this morning. So they're having an event on October the 26th. That's the same night of the Masquerade Ball that is in part of Mississippi International Film Festival, also that's going on. Let's see, from the 25th, but from that Friday through that Sunday. And all the events are free, except for the Sunday morning brunch, and it's only $15. And I've been a longtime supporter of it, of Edward St. Page, Mississippi International Film Festival, but this is my first time going to any of the events. So again, thank you so much for your love and support. Let me get back to this video screen. And also, before the show concludes itself, next broadcast will be on Friday morning. It won't be an evening show this time. Well, it might be an evening show. I have it scheduled now as a morning show because I know, it's going to be a morning show because I have to talk about the homecoming itinerary. So people want to know what events are going on Friday and Saturday for the homecoming itinerary. So that is why I have it scheduled for a morning show this Friday. But, you know, the Friday shows are scheduled now for evening time. But the reason why it's scheduled for morning time is so because people want to know the itinerary for the homecoming, Jackson State University homecoming weekend. Y'all, okay, so I'm headed to the studio. A big shout out to Ebony Empress also. Her show was good. I was in chat room. I didn't call in, but I heard Dean. Dean sure called in. Dean Filmmaker. Her shows are always fun. Okay. Here's another one by Elder Barnes Jr., Have You Coming? And we'll be concluding the show the same way I started. Is it true? Is Katie Holmes, before I go anywhere, is it true that Katie Holmes and David Foster are an idol? I seen it on Entertainment Tonight yesterday. And then this morning, as soon as I opened my Yahoo account, like early this morning, one of the reputable sites said that it is true, that Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx are items. Oh.
Tonight, cause you came to my house with no panties on. I took the clock and it's 4 in the night. Ain't no reason I ask, turn it over girl, show me that ass. And let's boom, boom, boom. Ain't no way we gon' make it to the room. Let me consume your body, baby. Videos on the laptop, sex week could be the best thing you ever had. If your ex nigga's so mad, my goodness, look at the goodness. We doing everything on the wish I could list. I'm gonna make this endless. I'm gonna max out, and I'm gonna pass out in it.
Austin Brown, All I Need.
I brought you back home, I'm usually alone. My mom was like, who was that? Miss, you'll be gone in a minute, but you didn't, girl, you stuck. And I'm thinking to myself, ooh, wow, that's my luck. I'm thinking I want 7 kids, a dog, a pickup truck. Made for good fishing, I'm wishing, all on a foley flow, that you will play Beyonce and call me Daddy Ho. You all up in my soul, like the bubble on a night shoe. Girl, I might wipe you, move your decimals in your bank account, change your life too. The 4th finger on your left hand needs some ice too. All we need is some vows, a preacher, and a Bible.
You're the one that makes me smile. I've been having for a while. Can you keep it safe, me, baby? No one else comes close to you. All my time should be with you. I don't get pinged up off my baby. How do I know if this is love? I can sense it with one eye. If my heart's been a whole baby, oh come.
we love. Now here's Prince. Thank you guys. You're appreciated for the show.